geçer.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Text 41, Canto 1, Chapter 7, The Son of Drona Punished, by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. After reaching his own camp, Arjuna, with his dear friend and charioteer, Sri Krishna, entrusted the murderers unto his dear wife, who was lamenting for her murdered sons. Translation. Sri Srila Goswami said, Draupadi then saw Aswatthama, who was bound with ropes like an animal, and silent for having enacted the most inglorious murder. Due to her female nature and due to her being naturally good and well-behaved, she showed him due respect as a Brahmin. Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Shabitandena Bhutale Swayam Upakaramaya Dadatri Svaparantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Sri Adaita Garadha Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is the psychology difference between man and woman. Therefore, the men should be the leaders. Women are also leaders in their own field, for taking care of children, keeping the house, nice atmosphere, decorated, keeping herself clean and decorated as an inspiration for the man. This is the nature's arrangement. Even in animal species we see different, you can say, natures between male and female, different work. The female builds a nest and so on. So these things are there in human society also. Natural psychology, natural physiology. So the Vedic culture understood this scientifically, and they trained their children how to adapt to the role which was most suitable to their nature. And in this way, there was harmony between the sexes. this is the unique feature of the Vedic culture, that there was no agitation by the women fighting with the men, wanting to be equal. No, they were happy in their position. But we see here in the West, there's always agitation. And then there'll be counter-agitation from the men. This, they say, the battle of the sexes. And it takes so much energy, and there's so much damage is done to the family atmosphere, the fabric of the household, to the children especially, who come in between this battle of the sexes. And therefore, unwanted population is produced, psychotic, neurotic population is produced, and the future becomes very doubtful for such a society. So we would like to introduce then this Vedic culture, especially culture means how the men and women deal. So here, Prabhupada as the Acharya is giving us clear indication in his purports, Bhaktivedanta purports, which are as good as Shastra, actually are Shastra. Why should we argue? Women don't have the discriminatory power more than a boy. A boy. Boys can be very intelligent. 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old boy, very intelligent. But you won't trust them to guide the society because they don't have the depth. Their intelligence is not deep enough to see what is the real situation. What is this world like in fact? What they don't have experience of envious people and vicious people, and so they may be too mild.
So this is the point that Prabhupada is making. Women will be too mild to deal properly. And if they lose that mild nature, if they become like a man, then that also is not wanted. Because then they'll be too cruel. They don't have the discriminatory power. It's like a boy also. If you give him so much power, he may become very, you can say, cruel. Because he doesn't have the discriminatory power. So therefore, the men are chained up to be the leaders. This is what Prabhupada wanted. And he also wanted it in his society. We don't see that Prabhupada created any women as GVC or temple presidents when he was here. He took help from women, certainly. We can also be inspired and even directed by women or guided by women, advised by women. But ultimately, the decision should be made by the men. Not that we exclude them. If they have something to contribute, we can hear from them. But then the decision is made by the man. That's the Vedic system. Not that we turn the power over to the women. Okay, now you decide how we should go forward. No, that tendency is there because the men are like children. The men are not trained up properly in the Kali Yuga. And so just like a boy, when a difficulty is there, he'll turn to his mother. So what should I do now, mother? Because he knows a mother has more experience. So the men, because they're more like boys in the Kali Yuga, so when a difficulty is there, they can turn to the woman and say, okay, you please tell us. You be the guide. I don't know what to do. I'm confused. I'm bewildered. I've lost my power of discrimination. So you please become the leader. So this is going on. And women, because they see there's a vacuum there, they're not happy. They would rather, if they had a strong husband who could guide them properly, they wouldn't have to assume this role. But because there's no one, so they take it up. And therefore, there's confusion and bewilderment. Because they're not suited for this. Elsewhere, Prabhupada says very clearly that the nature of the woman is to be self-centered. So we have to allow for that and not become, guided by it. If everybody is going to be self-centered, then how can we be Krishna conscious? Krishna conscious means that we see the Lord in everyone's heart. We deal with everyone properly. Just like Haridas Thakur, he was preaching the glories of the holy name. But there was somebody in the assembly who became insulted Haridas Thakur. But Haridas Thakur didn't feel like retaliating. He just understood that this person is not ready to hear the message of the Lord because he's under the grip of Maya. So he became indifferent. On his own account, he was able to tolerate because he didn't have any selfish interest in his preaching. So that's a very advanced stage where we should try to follow like that. So for a woman to be like that is harder. And therefore, it said, the woman cannot stand to be insulted. And she should be protected from that. We shouldn't put her in a position where she can be insulted. If they're given protection and whatever they require, then they'll be protected from that insult. Why should they be insulted? They should be respected. But the nature of the bold preacher, he's going to be insulted. Therefore, we don't send a woman out to unless we're there to protect her. Like when Prabhupada, he didn't send women to open a center in Japan or something. Sometimes he would let them speak when on the stage, when he was there, behind them, protecting them. Even a child can speak. We're not saying that they can't preach, but they should always be protected. Otherwise, if the rascal man comes to insult them, then how does that look? Oh, our women are being insulted and teased and touched by some low-class man, and we just stand there because she's our leader. What can we do? No, she shouldn't be the leader. If we're going to allow her to speak, then we have to be there to protect her. from that kind of insult. A woman shouldn't be insulted because they won't be able to tolerate. But a man, like Haridas Thakur, we can also learn how to tolerate insult. We should expect it. When we preach, we should expect that there'll be insult. And so the men are pushed forward to be the bold preachers, to go and open the centers. That's why sannyas is given to man, not to woman. Why is sannyas given? For preaching. Why is sannyas not given to women? They can also preach. Because they're not expected to go alone and to be that aggressive and bold in the preaching. Because they'll be attacked. They'll be insulted. They'll be humiliated by unscrupulous men. But a sannyasi, if he's humiliated, he just becomes indifferent. Oh, yeah. You can insult me. Like someone insulted me, they're saying, not too long ago, say that I was a small man, because she was thinking, this woman who insulted me, from the material point of view, how much money that's how she was judging. And she knew that, I'm not a rich person, because I'm just... And as soon as she said that, I said, yes, I am very small, just 1/10,000th the tip of a hair. And she was defeated. She had to laugh. She's not a bad person. So the point is, we expect to be insulted. But we don't tolerate a woman being insulted. You mentioned the women under their care, they shouldn't allow them to be insulted. Okay, any questions?
Maharaj, you said that Prabhupada didn't allow to ladies to go preach and open centers. But he allowed to go for book distributions.
Yeah, but that was going out from the temple and coming back to the temple. They were under the temple authority. There was other women with them. There was a man or somebody, Grihastha, in charge of the women's parties. They weren't like independently going out. And that question came up. Well, Prabhupada, the woman asked, you want us to go sell books, but we have to be aggressive. But then you say the women should be shy. So how can we reconcile that? And then Prabhupada said, yes, you can be aggressive for preaching, but shy at the temple, shy when you're back at home. And that also, Bhaktisiddhanta didn't send the women out like that. That was something that Prabhupada adjusted because of the cultural situation here in America. That women are treated like men, they're equal. So he saw women came like that in that mood. So he tried to engage them according to their psychology. They weren't happy to just to sit back and be a woman. They wanted to go out and preach. So Prabhupada said, all right, you want to preach here? You can distribute my book. But he didn't give them managerial authority.